Finish Well Radio, where changing the world starts with changing the home, with your host, Meredith Curtis.
Hi, welcome to Finish Well Radio. We're so happy to have you here with us tonight. And we want to first, before we begin, we want to say thank you to our sponsors, Media Angels, which is a wonderful creation-based publishing company owned by Felice Gerwitz, who also owns the Ultimate Radio Network, and we're just so excited to have her as a sponsor and her business, and we're so thankful to have Finish Well Conference sponsoring us. And I just want to encourage you, if you're listening tonight, please, please pray and ask the Lord if it's His will for you to come to Finish Well in January, January 24th through 25th. The website is finishwellcon.com, and we are going to have a blast, and we hope you're there with us, and we know God is going to move in a powerful way. So, again, thank you to our sponsors. And today, it is December. My house is decorated. I've got lots of twinkle lights up. I don't have our Christmas tree up yet, but that is coming. But this is the time when we begin to think of Christmas gifts. We've had Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and, you know, everyone is telling us what to buy for our friends. But Black Friday and Cyber Monday are not all that helpful when you have no money. And so we're going to talk about what to do when the budget is low and there's little money rolling in to purchase the Christmas gifts for the ones you love. So before we get started, let's have you meet our guests. So welcome, Katie Beth.
Hi, it's good to be here. I'm Katie Beth Curtis, Meredith's oldest daughter. I am 27, and I'm getting married in June.
And we are having, our life, as you can tell, is very focused on planning a wedding. So that June seems too close. I know for Katie, Beth, and Zach, it probably seems too far away. I also want to introduce my dear friend, Maria Husarenko. Maria, welcome. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hello, my name is Maria, and I have two wonderful children and a hardworking husband. And I've been blessed with so many things. God has worked many miracles in my life, and I'm really thankful.
Maria, thank you so much. And I have Phoebe Nolette. Phoebe, welcome.
Hi, my name is Phoebe Nolette. I'm a senior in high school, and I've been homeschooled my entire life, and I have no job.
Well, Phoebe, your job is doing your schoolwork, and you are very diligent at that job. So you are very hardworking. And then, last but certainly not least, is my very own Shine. And welcome, Shine.
Hi. I'm Shine. I like dolphins, and I'm a senior in high school, and I'm 28 years old.
That was not true. She doesn't like dolphins. No, I'm kidding. She does like dolphins, but she is not 28. She's not even 18 yet.
Wow.
So, but we are very excited to have Shine with us. Well, let's get started. Maria, you made some beautiful ornaments last year, and I know money was a little bit tight then, and you were wanting to do something for your friends, and you really thought, oh, goodness, I don't have any money to spend on people. In the past, you've had quite a large Christmas budget. So, but you ended up making some beautiful ornaments. Not only were they beautiful to look at, but they really impacted people. So can you tell us about them?
Well, I purchased those plastic Christmas balls that they have at Michael's and Walmart in different locations, and I sprayed the inside of the balls with glitter glue, and it's a spray, and you spray it in there, and then you just move the ball around, and you move the ball around, and then you make sure that every single corner is covered. Then you put in all of the glitter, and you make sure that it's sort of close it up and shake it up so that the glitter gets on different locations around the ball. And then you just let it dry. Then I wanted to add, while I was making these Christmas projects, the Christmas gifts, The Lord put it on my heart to pray for each person that I was giving it to. So I think that it's not only will you give the gift, but you will also give the gift of prayer to the person. Also, anyway, as I was going on with the balls, the inside of it was a message. Inside of the Christmas ball, I put a message in there. And I wrote a poem, but anyone can write anything they want. Like, you can write your own poem, or you can just get a verse of scripture that will encourage the family. And you will just take the paper and make it small enough so it'll fit into the ball. And you make it into a small, you just have to make sure that you can fit it into the ball where it looks really, really nice. What I did was I put a string. First, I took the paper and I made a string. And it's sort of hard to explain, but you put the string through a rolled up paper, and you put it in one side and unite it on the, make it come together on the other. And then you put it into the ball and then you close it up. It's sort of hard to explain, but you can do it with a string. And then you can use that as your gift for the different people that you want to give it to. Now, you can make it very personal, or you can just make one for as many people as you like. So I think a verse of scripture is very encouraging, and or poems are very encouraging. And then you also give instructions to the family to make sure that they give it to everyone at the same time, so that everyone can be encouraged as a family for that night, like whenever they share the gift.
Now, Maria is one of the most creative people I know. I'm going to summarize the steps there. You buy a clear plastic ball. You spray the inside with glitter glue. Then you insert glitter in the ball and you spread it out so the glitter coats the entire inside of the ball. And then you write something special, a poem, a scripture, and you roll it up and you insert it in the ball. Now, I want to just have you share one more thing, Maria. Now, she doesn't know I'm going to ask her this, but I do a Barbie display every year. And I did my worship team for 2 years in a row, but I had no drum set. And so Maria put it in her mind to make me a drum set. Now, I don't want you to share how you made the drum set, because that will be too complicated. But I want you to tell everyone what you made the drum set out of. What materials did you use to make the drum set?
Styrofoam and cardstock.
Okay. Wow.
And then also, yes, and also the wires, you know, those wires that you use for the flowers.
Right.
Yeah, I just cut those, and that's how I made them. And just a very shiny cardstock and different, you know, and the blue one too. But it was mostly the stuff from the floral section.
Very good. Now, with the same ingredients, Maria also made a bass guitar, and she made guitars. And I was so amazed because, of course, when you looked at it, you could never tell what it was made from. So the reason I share that is because you are not limited by what you can create. And I know one thing about Maria, she does our creating and decorating for Finish World, but she is always seeking God for ideas, and that's really a spiritual gift that she operates in, is to hear from the Lord and then to bring forth things that are beautiful. So don't leave God out of the picture when you're planning what you want to make and what you want to do. Now, I want to switch gears here, and I want to tell you about a little girl. And she grew up, and all of her older sisters would buy presents for Christmas, and she decided that she wanted to, too. But she did not have any money, so she was very creative, and what she did is she went from room to room, and she gathered people's things that belonged to them and wrapped them up and put them under the Christmas tree. And so Daddy, my husband, was able to open up his very own pair of socks that had been wrapped by our daughter, Shine. I was able to open up a nightgown that Shine had lovingly taken from my drawer and wrapped from me. And so from that humble beginning of gift giving, Shine has emerged and grown. Now she actually does not use our own things to give us for Christmas, but she is still very, very creative. And the other day I saw her, and she had yarn all over her arm. And so, Shine, tell everyone what that's all about, first of all.
I was doing arm knitting, and it's basically knitting but not complicated, and I can't drop or add stitches, so that's helpful. But I don't know. I don't really know how to explain it. It's, like I said, it's knitting, but the stitches are a lot bigger because it's the size of your forearm, and you're able to make blankets and scarves and not tablecloths because that wouldn't work. And I don't know, just like anything you can fit on your arm that needs big loops. Oh, and I found out about it by YouTube and Pinterest, so which are great places to do DIY stuff, which is do-it-yourself crafts. So
very good. And so Shine is busy. She has been knitting, and she has been, you know, with needles and also with her arm, and she is making some for Christmas gifts that way. But there are other things that Shine has done and is doing for Christmas. And Shine, without giving away presents for your family and friends who are probably listening in, can you share with us some things you've done, some things you're doing, some ideas that you maybe would like to do that will help people who have low budgets? There's not a lot of money, and so they're wanting to do things themselves.
Well, like I said, Pinterest is a really great place to find stuff like that, and that's where I found literally everything and all of my ideas. But you can do a lot of things with, like, mason jars. You can make snow globes, and you can make little, like, mixes for desserts and put that in that and decorate it. You can do hot cocoa mixes and make it, like, all cute and have a peppermint and marshmallows and cinnamon sticks. I know you can make things out of Altoid tin cans, like portable sewing kit and things like that, or a little dollhouse. And I know there's just a lot of really cool things. You can use things around your house. You can do so many things with yarn and with, I forgot what it was, like bracelet thread, I guess. And just anything around your house. I'm lucky because my mom and my grandmother were very crafty people in a good way. And we have a lot of things to use around my house. Like, we literally have shelves of picture frames. So it's a lot easier to give those as gifts and do things with them. But I know, yeah, like, if you go on Pinterest and there's certain people, like the Freckled Box, there's a girl on Pinterest who mainly does hair tutorials, but she also has some DIY crafts and like knitting and crocheting and things like that. And it's really simple once you learn those things to be able to make a bunch of different gifts for people.
Very good, Shine. So you can get on Pinterest, get on YouTube, and kind of get ideas. Would you say Pinterest is a great place to shop for craft ideas? And if people have never heard of Pinterest, how do they get on it, and where would they go, and what would they do?
Well, you go to Pinterest.com, and you hit sign up, and you give all the information, and you look for people to follow, and there's a tag search. So you can type DIY Christmas gifts, and there will be a bunch of things that come up, and when you click on an image, there will be other related things that come up as well. So you can, like, spend hours on it, which sometimes are needless hours, but and just find, like, a bunch of different ideas. And you create boards, and they have, like, different names, organize so many different things, like recipes, crafts, knitting projects, crocheting projects, mason jar projects, clothing ideas, sewing, what's the word? Oh, well, whatever. So, and they're all organized and just at a click of a button. So it's pretty cool.
Shine, thank you so much. Let's hear a word from our sponsor. And when we get back, we will hear about Christmas coupons, gift certificates, gifts in a jar, and how to start budgeting in January or February so that Christmas doesn't catch you by surprise. All that after a word from our sponsor.
Jesus promised us that the best is yet to come. Come to Finish Well 2014 this January, and we'll show you ways to experience His best. For more information, visit us on the web at finishwellcon.com. You've been listening to Finish Well Radio on the Ultimate Radio Network. Now back to your host, Meredith Curtis.
Hi, welcome back to Finish Well Radio, where we're talking about inexpensive Christmas gifts. Katie Beth, you are one of the most creative gift givers I know. In fact, I think that has been caught by your fiancé, and he's become a very creative gift giver, and he did something very special for your birthday, which I think would make a really neat Christmas gift for someone out there who's listening. So can you tell us what Zach did for your birthday?
Sure. For my birthday, Zach, he actually designed a card. It was like a postcard, so it was just one side, and it said, "Dear Kate," and he made it look all pretty. And then he printed up, I don't know, 100, 200 of them, and he mailed them to friends I have all over the country and the world, and then all my friends at church, and he had all of them write a note to me on the back and then put them in these pretty envelopes, and he made this pretty box, and he put all of them inside. So it was like a whole bunch of love and encouragement from all the different friends I have, which was very special, and it showed a lot of thought because I really like to hear nice things from people, and so it was a very thoughtful gift. Definitely takes some planning ahead, so either better start now, or you might want to save this as a gift idea for next Christmas when you can work a little farther ahead.
Well, Kate, I know that you are very good at giving Christmas gift certificates and Christmas coupons, and that is just a really neat thing. And some of them are completely free, like a coupon for a back rub, and some of them actually cost money, a coupon to take someone out to lunch. But tell us a little bit about giving Christmas coupons and gift certificates.
One thing that I like to do for people is to give them my time. And I like to give gifts that I know they're going to like. So sometimes if I know someone wants a new shirt, but I don't know exactly what they want, then I'll make them a pretty gift certificate. I'll cut out cardstock and decorate it and write in fancy formal words and lettering that this is a gift certificate for a special shopping date with Katie Beth, and I'll put the date on there to buy a new shirt for you. That's something that I'll do. I like to give lunch dates. That's something I really enjoy doing with people and that I think is a special bonding thing. So sometimes I'll give gift certificates to people for a lunch or coffee date with me. I think really when you don't have money, gift certificates are a nice way to think about what people really want and need, and then create a gift certificate that's giving that to them. So sometimes it's a gift certificate for doing a week's worth of dishes, or it could be a gift certificate for 3 foot rubs, or a gift certificate for taking your younger sibling driving, or, you know, being somebody's ride to the mall, or anything that someone might want that would be a sacrifice of your time or your energy or your money. You can turn into a gift certificate and just make it sound pretty and print it. On pretty paper, or cut out pretty paper and decorate it with nice pens and fancy lettering, put it in an envelope and seal it and make it really special and wrap that up and give it as a Christmas gift.
There's such a wide gamut of things you can do. And guys, if you're listening, you can give 3 guitar lessons as a gift. You can give 2 car washes as a gift. You can do a free lawn mowing to a neighbor, to grandma or grandpa. And so there's just no limit to what you can give as far as coupons and gift certificates that they can cash in at a later date. But Katie Beth, what if people, you know, they say, I just don't know where my money goes and it's Christmas and I'm always broke. Can you give some advice to teens about how to plan ahead, how to make sure that when Christmas time rolls around next year, there's a little bit of money to spend for Christmas shopping?
One thing that I think is important is just having a mindset that your money is for other people and that you care more about other people than yourself. And I think Jesus said that where our treasure is, there our heart will be also. And I think it's because you can get a really good indication of what's important to you by where your money goes. I remember one time analyzing my checkbook and realizing that all my debit expenses were either to buy gifts for people or to buy food for myself. So I realized I had two priorities. I'm working on making food a much smaller priority in my life right now. But honestly, our money really is a good indicator of what we value. And so, and as a little girl, my parents really trained me by, I was 5 and 6, they would give me a dollar to spend and buy my sister a present. So I just learned when I got birthday money or present, you know, you get money as a kid, then I would tuck as much of that away as I could and save it to buy Christmas presents for my family. Now, you know, I have a job and I make money, but one thing I do that helps me is starting usually about September, I get an envelope from the bank. You know, they give you your cash in if you go to the bank or if your mom and dad go to the bank. And I just start putting aside a small percentage each month of whatever income I have. And so, you know, maybe you don't get very much money, but if you think, what is something that I can give up? Maybe it's I don't go get coffee once a week from Starbucks. That's something you like to do and you don't do it. Or maybe it's I'm not going to, you know, when mom gives me $2 each week so I can pick up my favorite candy when we're at 7-Eleven, I'm going to save that and I'm going to put that towards Christmas gifts. And, you know, if you keep saving for a long period of time, just those little bits of money, that does add up. So even if you're only getting $5 or $10 a month from different avenues, you can save much more of that than you realize if you start putting it aside. And then I think also just really planning ahead for what kinds of gifts you want to give and what kinds of gifts people will like, because the worst is you get a few weeks from Christmas and you start to think, these are all the people that I want to get gifts for, and then you don't know what to do, and so you end up picking something up at the store that's really expensive, or you grab something that, well, maybe they'll like, or you just, you pick something you like to give to them or something you feel like making and give to them. And I think we can spend much less money on gifts if we plan ahead and buy them early. I'm not really good at this. I have a lot of other friends who are very, very good at this. And then they'll buy their gifts way ahead. They'll find the sales. I think there are sales usually at the end of August. There's also sales after Christmas. And so those are good things to stock up on those sales and find good discounts. So anyway, that's a good idea. And I think the biggest thing is just thinking about what people like. Because if you get a $2 gift for someone that they love, then that will mean so much more than a $20 gift that they need, or it's okay, or yeah, that's great. And so if you put more thought into it, you can put less money into it. And that's something I've learned. And something I started doing last year and I do this year is when it gets towards Christmas, I sit down with my budget before the Lord and I pray and I say, Lord, this is the amount of money I have and you know the kind of gifts I want to get people, and will you please show me the perfect gift for each person in my life, and will you guide every penny I spend this Christmas? And I started doing that last year because I cut my Christmas budget on a conviction from the Lord to give part of my normal Christmas budget to Gospel for Asia and other ministries. And cutting that back, I didn't have as much money to spend, and I wanted to make sure I spent it well. This Christmas, I have even less money and much, much, much less income, and so I really have to be careful and wise how I spend that. And it's really cool because I remembered to pray that like a week and a half ago, and since then, I've had at least 15 different ideas for the people in my life and gotten really good deals and bargains. And so take it to prayer first, because the Lord knows the money you have. The Lord knows your heart, and he will guide you. And then listen. All throughout the year, maybe even have a notebook or tuck it in your memory bank. But when people mention things they like or their favorite candy or something they always wish they could do, maybe they always wish they could go to Hawaii, and you can't take them to Hawaii, but you could make a really cool picture and turn it into a poster for their wall of something to do with Hawaii, and that will be very meaningful to them because they really dream of Hawaii. So those kinds of things will allow you to do cheap gifts that are special.
Great advice, Kitty Beth. Thank you so much. Now, Phoebe, you have a brand new hobby that involves lettering. Can you tell us about it and where you learned about it?
Yes, it's hand lettering. It's basically where you just draw out different fonts. Normally when you're on your computer, you'll see fonts, but it's being really creative with how you draw the letters and what you say and how you want to communicate it. I learned about it from basically my older brother. It's Kate's fiance, Zach. He is getting a marketing major. He's a marketing major, and he was really into graphic design, and I got really into it because he would talk to me about how the way you portray things would does actually communicate things to people, and from that I was really interested. And then I came across some of these things on Instagram and Pinterest of these people doing hand lettering, and it's really cool. You should look it up. Like, there's really awesome things that people draw and stuff. And so I basically have started practicing it, and it's best when you do quotes and scriptures because it's really pretty, because you'll write all the basic words in bold letters or whatever letters, and then when you talk about love or God or anything that's like passionate, you could do cursive. It's just really cool, the things that you can do with hand lettering. And so I learned it from my brother and a few people on the internet, and it's been really cool.
Awesome. Now, are you planning on making any gifts? Should I be expecting hand lettering gifts from you?
Yes. Actually, I think almost all of my gifts involve hand lettering of some sort, because it's been a very tight year. But, like, I can use, because it's kind of limited what you can do with it, but even with the way I wrap things, you can do it with the gift tags and writing the words on it. Some things that I've learned that you can do with hand lettering is, I learned a lot of this on Pinterest. I'm like Shine. I like just going on it, looking at DIY stuff. And one of the things you can do is using old things around your house. Like, if you have old wood panels, you can prepare that so that it's safe without splinters, but you can paint it with some old house paint and use acrylic paints and paint words on it and use it as a mounting piece for someone's wall. And you can do things like, if you don't have any money, you can just write letters for people, only make them really pretty and decorate them. And one of the things, I really hope this person isn't listening, more than likely is not, one of the things that I'm going to be doing this year is I did go to the dollar store, and with my birthday money, I bought a bunch of dollar store frames. I really felt like the Lord wanted me to share a verse with someone, and so I hand-lettered a poster, and I framed it and wrote a letter explaining why I gave them this scripture. And so that's one of the ways I used hand-lettering to give a gift to someone, and it didn't cost me more than a dollar. And it was, I feel like it's a decent gift.
A lovely gift. You know, we were visiting today, the co-op ladies in our church, and we were talking about our most meaningful Christmas memory, and I was very, very surprised that the gifts that people mentioned were inevitably something that someone had taken a lot of time to make or sacrificed to give. It had nothing to do with the cost, but my friend Heather talked about her mom painstakingly, night after night, hand sewing her a homemade Cabbage Patch doll, and just how much that meant to her. And so maybe that gift cost a dollar, but imagine the time that went into putting that together and making it, when it's so easy to just run your credit card for 2 seconds through a machine to pay a lot of money. But when we really take time and make something and give something from ourselves, it's very meaningful. Phoebe, another thing is that you and your mom have been planning to do some gifts in a jar. Tell us about gifts in a jar, because I love that.
It's something me and my mom had actually learned about a while ago. I think we've done a couple with people, and I learned it from a bunch of co-op gift creating sessions that I used to go on when I was a kid. And it's basically you just attractively stack ingredients for cookies or meals or brownies or cakes, and you just stack it in a cheap mason jar. And after you put all this food in the mason jar, you decorate it with fabrics and ribbons and things like that. And it's really cool because you give it to them, and it's a yummy treat or a meal of some sort. And they're able to just, like, dump it in a pot and mix it up. And so it's easy, it's convenient, but it's also pretty because you can decorate it the way that you want it, you want to. Some of the things you can do is brownies and cookies. And sometimes, my mom was actually talking to me about it when we were talking about this, is one of the things she's saying you could do is you can get little jars and you can fill them with seasonings, and you can get all these little jars and fill them with seasonings, and you pretty much just build how to make chili kit without the meat, and you just give it to them as in a gift basket. And you can do really creative things. Honestly, you can find a lot of jar recipes online, and you can just fill them up, and those would be great gifts, especially for moms with big families, because they really appreciate just being able to dump something and mixing it up and throwing it in the oven. And I think it's a great gift for most women because they really love baking and they like the convenience of it.
Very good. Thank you, Phoebe. Now, we're going to hear another word from our sponsor, and when we get back, we are going to talk about, what about guys? Can guys, I mean, some of the stuff, you know, you're a guy, you're listening, you're thinking, I don't want to knit, you know, I don't want to put a cute little lid on a jar. So what about you? What are some things that you can do? And we're going to give you some ideas, and then we're going to leave you with some final tips and ideas on being creative at Christmas. So we'll be right back.
Finish Well 2014, the conference for teens and their families, has interesting talks for teens, fun people to meet, a great vendor hall for shopping, delicious food, and even airsoft games. For more information, check us out on the web at finishwellcon.com. Been listening to Finish Well Radio on the Ultimate Radio Network. Now back to your host, Meredith Curtis.
Hi, welcome back. We're so glad that you're still with us, and we are on the final part of our talk tonight, and we are going to talk now specifically to guys. And all of us who are here, we're just going to give some advice to you guys of things that you can do if you don't have a lot of money. And you don't have to do girly things if you don't want to, although there is nothing girly, guys, about baking. A lot of very macho guys bake, and we all know guys who bake, and we very much appreciate them. And if they're listening, we hope they're putting it's on their heart to bake for us this Christmas. But so we're going to start with Shine. And Shine, tell the guys what they can do if they don't have a lot of money at Christmas.
Well, there's this one thing. At first, I had no idea what guys could do that could be different than what girls could do, but then my mom reminded me that you guys have bigger muscles than us, and so you can do more things with, like, wood and tools and less with, like, jewelry and yarn. One of the things that I found on Pinterest that I thought was really cool is getting big blocks of wood. Well, not super big. That would be ridiculous. But, like, blocks of wood, cutting them into, like, squares, spray painting them black, printing out pictures that fit to the wood, and mod podging, putting a ribbon on the back, like a red ribbon or something, and then you can make, like, a series of those, and the person that you give the gift to can hang them up in the room or house or whatever. So I thought that was a really cool idea, and they're just, I don't know, other things. But also keep in mind, like, even if knitting is kind of a girly thing,
if it's like your mom or your wife or whoever it is that you're giving it to, and you know that that would really bless them, especially if it came from you, like, and it's not something that you particularly enjoy, but because you love them so much, you're like, I'll do whatever I need to for you. Like, I don't know, I think that they would appreciate it all the more. So pray about it, I think, before any gift that you give, and realize that it's not what you feel comfortable with, because I have never, ever felt comfortable with making things myself and with doing crafts and things like that, but the Lord's put it on my heart to just bless people and sacrifice a lot of time for my gifts for people, and not just planning time, but creating time. So that's why I've been creating all of my gifts this year and reinventing things. Things around the house, so I'm kind of being like my 3-year-old self. But I don't know, just do what the Lord is calling you to do for people and do what you think will bless them the most, not what you want to do the most.
Well, there are a couple things I thought of. One is kind of not possible, but you could try it. You can find flowers in abandoned fields and pick them. Girls always appreciate flowers. Your mom might. She'd think it was really cute. There's also simple things, like you can make them all breakfast on Christmas and personalize the breakfast for each person. And one of the things my brother did one year, I think it was last year, is my older brother, Zach, who we keep talking about. You're so crafty, Zach. Is he wrote every single person, well, most of the people in his life, a letter. He just basically told them how he feels about them, how much he cares for them, and a couple people cried. It was pretty great, but that's something guys can do, and it's really easy for boys. I mean, it's not at the same time because you guys don't express your feelings too openly like that, but learn because it helps.
Sweet. I dig it. So I'm trying to think of different ideas. I remember like 5 million years ago, I took a 4-H class, and yeah, it was a long time ago, but we did woodworking in the class. It was a Christmas gift workshop, and I remember I made a puzzle. It was only 3 pieces, and it was a turtle. I was really proud of it. But you might possibly have more woodworking skills than me, and you could make puzzles or simpler things with wood. Like, I've seen cute little key hooks that you can make out of wood, or coat racks that you can make. There are all kinds of fun things that you can make out of Altoid boxes and cigar boxes, and even those wooden tea boxes. I don't know if very many people get those anymore. Another thing that you can do that doesn't necessarily take a whole lot of artsy craftiness is sort of along the lines of the gift jars, is gift baskets. And this, you just kind of think about the people in your life and what they're interested in, and then you can pull together some inexpensive items, but make them really special by putting them all together. So you could do a family night in a basket, which I did for the Nolet family last year, and it had some puzzles and a book that I got from the used bookstore, I think, and surprise, and a whole bunch of candy canes, because they love candy canes, and hot chocolate, and you can make some cookies and stick them in there, or add some popcorn. You could do, maybe for a young couple in your church, you could do a date night in a basket. You could, for maybe a friend of yours who's really into sports, you could put in a bunch of their favorite snacks, and then a football or whatever sport they're into. If you have a friend who maybe is a dancer, then you could have, you know, some energy bars and a water bottle and leg warmers, hair scrunchie, and just make it personal for them. Another thing that is fun is things with photos. You can get a really, really inexpensive photo albums or photo frames, and then print up a bunch of pictures of you and that friend and their family or whatever theme you're going with, and print those up. Sometimes Walgreens or CVS will have deals, or Sam's, and you can print a bunch of photos pretty cheaply and then fill up a photo album for them or put them in a photo frame. And you can also, if you know how to do wood burning, that's really cool. You can do some really neat things with that and design your own photo frames or other kinds of gifts like that. We had a friend who bought really inexpensive jewelry boxes that were unfinished and wood carved on them and finished them. So those are some neat things that you could try.
Okay, I have to think of more things after all this. It's sort of hard. But I was thinking, Phoebe once gave my daughter, Christina, a very special gift. And this is something that men can do too. If they can draw or they can paint, they can make a scene in the back and buy a very cheap frame and then write a scripture verse or something related to them personally in the very front, like paint it in the back and then have the lettering that in the front, and that would be a very personal gift and it would be beautiful. There's another thing also that came to mind was, like men, they sometimes go camping or do hunting or things of that nature. If you're really crafty and you can actually make, like, from materials that you have at home and dolls, I think they're called, you can make a tent or you can make something that's decorative for their room or, you know, their space that will remind them of the camping trip. They can make a little tent or, and then they could even write on the tent all of these different things that happened on the trip or just things of that nature that will encourage or even scripture, whatever it is that's on your heart about that specific trip. That would be an idea for men. And also just if you get really, you can buy all kinds of things at Michael's to make little motorcycles or things that just or like a squirrel or anything at all, like you can make little things for each other. And the other thing was, there was one more thing. The other thing was, I think I had something else in mind that I just lost it. But. Oh, Kate once gave me a very beautiful gift. And it was on a poster board, and she put my pictures at, like, she pulled up pictures of me and her and people that I loved, and she put them on the poster board and then wrote scriptures. And it is absolutely beautiful. And it, like, it just, it took up a lot of her time, and it really blessed me. It really blessed me. And I think that's an excellent idea also for men when they do things together, that they can share pictures of things they've done together as a gift. Anyway.
Well, we have shared with you all of these wonderful ideas, and of course, as Shine pointed out, Phoebe pointed out, you can find tons more on Pinterest, and I believe that I'm on Pinterest as Meredith L. Curtis, I think. Anyway, I have a Pinterest account, and so you can find me on Pinterest, you can find Shine on Pinterest, Katie Beth on Pinterest, and I wanted to share a couple ideas with you, and then I'm going to let my guests share their final, if they have anything final they want to share. But something that I love doing, and it's very, very simple. You just go get material. You have to, of course, buy material, or if you grew up in a house like mine, your mom has Christmas material, and you cut squares out as big as you want for napkins, and then you just get a serger, and you serge the edges of the napkins. And then what I always do is I get fabric glue, and I glue each of the corners so they won't unravel. And then, of course, you fold them and iron them, and that makes them very nice and crisp, and they're beautiful. And I made napkins, wow, 25, 30 years ago for my family, and they still look beautiful. We just used them today, and they're still in great condition. So Christmas napkins don't get used a lot, and if you, you know, get good material, they'll last forever. And always, pictures and frames are great gifts. Photo albums are great gifts. Little tiny photo albums with pictures in them are great gifts. And anything with a scripture verse to remind people. Another thing that is a real blessing that someone gave me once was, it was a bunch of rings. It connected index cards. So there was a pile of index cards, and then they were three hole punched, and there were three rings in it. So you could basically flip through the cards, and on every card was scripture verses that we were going to memorize together. So that was really like a special gift because it was something that was going to feed my spirit and help me grow in the Lord. So there's no end, and of course, everybody's favorite, chocolate, baked goods, cookies. You can't go wrong with that. But ladies, do you have anything more? Would anyone like to share anything more on your heart?
Another idea of some things I've done is you can write, if you're creative that way, you can write poems and then print them up in pretty font or hand letter or just print them using your own handwriting on pretty paper and put them in a frame. You can, one thing that's really cool is Joann's, Michaels, even Walmart have a section where they have a whole bunch of unfinished wooden items like birdhouses, picture frames, jewelry boxes that are really cheap because they still need to be sanded. And then you can glue things on them and stain them. Or I don't actually know what you do with them after that point, but you do something to them, paint them, whatever, and you have something that would be a $15 item that you only spent $3 or $4. And you can also get items, maybe picture frames or decorative items from thrift stores that maybe don't look that great, the paint's chipping, and buy spray paint and make them look brand new by spray painting them. So that's a really nice thing to do. There's something else, but I'll let Maria talk.
I also thought of another idea. When in Michael's, they have these small boxes made of paper. Well, not paper, but they're made like cardboard. And you can get those and decorate them and make them tiny little prayer boxes that are like an ornament that you put on your tree. And then you could write a prayer request or a special prayer that you have on your heart that you're going to pray for that year. And then you just put it on the tree every year until God answers. And then you put another prayer request in to your little box whenever the next one's answered. Anyway, then I thought also that I used to shop a lot and try to get, like in the old days, get gifts for people. And honestly, like when you go out and buy something for people and it's very expensive and stuff, a lot of times people don't even remember what the gift was. They forget, and these kind of gifts are memorable, and they're something that you keep because someone made it. They gave the time, and they put love into it. It's special. Also, you also can do a thing where all of you get together as a family to make these gifts, and that's another time that you have together as a family during Christmas time because a lot of times we don't spend time with the family during Christmas because we're so busy. But if you're home and you are doing these crafts together, it's not only a blessing for the person receiving it, but it's also a blessing for your family to have time together making them or making cookies or whatnot that night. You can have hot cocoa. Anyway. All right. Okay.
Something that I have a hard time with is always thinking it's not really important to be simple about Christmas and gifts that we give. And sometimes I forget that the most meaningful gifts that I've ever received have been very simple, like letters and cards. I have kept every card Katie Beth, my mentor, has given me over the years because she always writes such long letters expressing her feelings and her love for me, and they've always meant so much, and they've always been the presents that have really stuck. And, you know, my precious daddy wrote me a letter on Valentine's Day talking about his hopes and his dreams for me as a young woman growing up and getting married and stuff. And that has always been a treasured gift. And so on Christmas, like, it's really important that you don't forget that simple is sometimes the best. And even a simple letter, even boys writing a simple letter, is always going to go a lot farther than trying to be fancy about everything. So don't ever forget that Christmas can be simple and still be so meaningful because you can't get rid of memories.
I thought of two more ideas. One is a gift that I've gotten from actually two of my disciples. And it was, well, there are two variations, but one of my disciples, Christina, decorated a little jar, glass jar, and She's filled like 100 encouragements and just little slips of paper with things that she liked about me and that she thought were beautiful about me and scriptures to encourage me and promises. And it actually was such a gift from the Lord. And she periodically during the year would come in and put more slips in there. And I loved that. And then my other disciple, Phoebe, last year gave me a jar that she decorated, and she had memories, special memories that the two of us shared, and that was really sweet too. And so that can be really sweet. And also making your gift an adventure by turning it into a scavenger hunt can be really fun. I did that one year for my dad. He had a clue, and then he went and found the next piece of his gift, and it was all these little pieces for a date with him. So that can be gifts that don't cost you anything. They could even be a bunch of gift certificates, but that he has to go from place to place and figure out the clues, and it turns a simple gift into something really special.
I just wanted to mention, my son and my daughter both give me coupons for massages. Moms love massages.
Amen.
Amen. So there is no cost to that, and you just give them, and they just redeem them during the year. It's a wonderful gift.
Finally, I want to leave you with this idea, and that's that you don't have to give new gifts. And used bookstores, I mean books that are only read once, are needing to be read again. So you don't have to buy a brand new book. You could pick up for the same price as a brand new book. You could pick up 3 used books. And you can also find really neat things sometimes at thrift stores and Goodwill and things like that. I mean, I have found amazing pieces of china. I collect china teacups in the strangest places. So don't forget to scour the clearance racks at stores, and to don't limit yourself to the brand new, but look for, the clearance items, the sale items. Look in thrift stores, look in used bookstores. And finally, I just want to say, Laura and I, we have a gift for you, and it will be up tomorrow, not today, but tomorrow on powerlineprod.com. And it is our Finish Well little Christmas. And there's a couple of ornament instructions in there and some gift tags patterns that you can use to cut gift tags out of. But we want to just bless you and say Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of our lives. We appreciate you. We love you. We are so blessed to belong to Jesus. And we want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. We are going to take off the third week in December so that we can all spend time with our families. And we will be back the first Monday in January. That will be January 6th. And we are so looking forward to January when we have our Finish Well conference. If you don't get a newsletter, you can sign up on finishwellcon.com. And until January, may God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to Finish Well Radio with Meredith Curtis and the Finish Well team. Please listen in every first and third Monday of each month at 7 p.m. Eastern Time here at the Ultimate Radio Network.